Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. October has finally arrived. Here in Ottawa, we have had quite a few gorgeous autumn days, and the color of the leaves on the trees are changing quickly. Yesterday, I also found the first layer of fallen leaves on the street. This year's Canadian Thanksgiving is around the corner, and there are big and small pumpkins everywhere. How are things at your place? It's been a little over 5 years since I started living in Ottawa. But my first visit to Canada actually goes back to 10 years ago. I came to Canada as a college exchange student from Tokyo and stayed at a small college in Quebec province for about 8 months. The time I arrived was right at the end of August, and shortly afterwards, autumn started. So this time of year reminds me of the time I came to Canada for the very first time. Today's story is about a little culture shock that I experienced upon my first arrival in Canada. When we hear the word culture shock, we tend to think of something big, something that shakes our existence. But when we actually experience a culture shock, it's usually so subtle that we don't even recognize it as a culture shock. I wonder what examples of subtle culture shocks will come to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. The Muffin, a Culture Shock. About 10 years ago, I came to Canada for the first time on a year-long college exchange program. I had never lived in a foreign country before, and even though the language wasn't too much of an obstacle, except for the speaking part, I immensely struggled with some culture shock. The shock was usually around small things. The college I stayed at was a particularly small one, located in the outskirts of a small town. The majority of the students lived on campus, and most of the professors and staffs lived within the walking distance from the campus. I was given a room at one of the dormitories shared with another exchange student. One of the things that initially tortured me was the lack of coffee shops nearby. Having lived in Tokyo for a few years, I had gotten used to studying at coffee shops. Even though there was a beautiful library on campus, at first, my need for coffee shop was so intense that I searched everywhere on campus for a coffee shop where I could stay and study. After several days of roaming around, I found a tiny shop called Bus Stop Cafe in one corner of a building not too far from my dormitory. The cafe was run by one lady, and it was more like a corner shop than a coffee shop. Nonetheless, they had coffee and a few tables and chairs, so I started going there to study in the morning before my classes. One morning, while I was looking at different items on the shelves, a bunch of huge muffins caught my eye. They were carrot muffins. Intrigued by its round shape and size, I picked one
and bought it along with my coffee. Back in my seat by the window, I opened the cling wrap around the muffin and took the first bite. The muffin was so huge that my mouth barely scraped the surface. I gave it another try, this time with more force. Slowly, I succeeded in eating the muffin. But when the top round part of the muffin finished, there was no more place for my mouth to hold on to. As I removed the paper cover at the bottom to gain new access to my muffin, the muffin crumbled away, creating a big mess on the table. It was such an ordeal to eat this muffin, and yet there was something so satisfactory about it. I went back to this tiny coffee shop many times after that, specifically to get the muffin. This was one of my memorable experiences of culture shock during my first stay in Canada.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.